Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. Learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com.
The Mal Dhok in the Desert. The haunting notes of the shepherd's reed flute die down. In the haze of dusk, the sheep bump against each other, bleating all the way home. On one side of the flock, a unique shepherd is at work. With ostrich-like legs, he bends over to peck, nudge, and guide, leaving three-toed footprints on the desert sand. Gagan is a great Indian bustard, or a Mal Dhok, picked up as an orphaned chick and trained by a young boy to herd his sheep. Gagan's master Chetan tucks his nar away and swings his stick onto his shoulders to rest his tired arms. His giant red shafo offers little protection from the relentless Rajasthan sun. Chetan's weary foot, in a battered curly tip shoe, is scorched by the hot sands. The other is an artificial Jaipur limb. Now, you heard these two words as I read the story. The first one was nar. Do you know what a nar is? So the nar is actually a flute which is made from desert grass. The other word that you heard was shafo. Shafo, or in some languages, safo, is a turban worn by Rajasthani men. So now that we are clear with these two words, let's go ahead. Kako and Kaki got this made for him after he recovered from polio. They had taken him in and nursed him back to health when his parents abandoned him. Kaki and Kako means aunt and uncle. Now Chetan can run, squat, climb trees. He's as agile as any boy in the village. With the sheep safe in their pen, Chetan heads towards the hut under the old khejri tree. The smell of Kaki's food makes his mouth water. There's a stranger eating with Kako. Chetan hesitates.
Come, Chetan!
Kako beckons with a grin.
Meet our guest!
Namaste, Sahib.
Chetan says with a bow. A snake charmer? His sidelong gaze fixes on the pungi, which is a snake charmer's flute made from a gourd, and the flat basket on the floor. Would a cobra strike at him any minute? Chetan frowns.
This is our only child, our son, says Kako, wrapping his arm around Chetan.
Says the snake charmer, licking his fingers. As he is washing his hands, his bloodshot eyes spot the Mal Dhok pecking at bugs outside.
Thank you for the tasty meal. Next time we can eat a bird,
he says, baring his yellow teeth in a malicious grin.
No!
Bursts out Chetan.
Goodbye,
says the snake charmer, picking up his basket and pungi.
Don't you
ever dare touch my maldhok, screams Chetan, following him out to the open desert.
Aha! You dare me?
Asks the snake charmer, glaring down his crooked nose and bushy mustache. He raises the pungi to his lips. Chetan quakes. Icy cold fingers of fear crush his thumping heart. Quick as a darting deer, he blows a sharp warning on his nar. With a slow flap of wings, Gagan lifts off, flying low over the rooftops and khejri trees. What a majestic sight it is to see this heavy bird fly. In a few minutes, he is a speck over the horizon of sand dunes. Chetan thrills to the sound of flapping wings. The flutter in his heart calms down. He knows Gagan will return despite sandstorms or intense heat that shrivels you up. As morning brightens the sky, Chetan sprints to the pen to let the sheep out. With fearful, puffy eyes, he frantically searches for Gagan.
Please come home! I miss you so!
He thinks. Leaving his sheep behind, he knuckles his damp eyes and sets off to scan the desert. Chetan hunts in vain for Gagan's footprints.
If only Maldhok didn't fly.
But how else could Gagan have escaped the vicious snake charmer? Chetan scurries through dry grasslands. He reaches the edge of the village, marked by a line of thorny bushes. Then, pausing, he picks up his nar to play that haunting tune. He hears a soft bark. Had he imagined it? He plays the nar again. This time, he hears a stronger bellow from behind the sand dune. As he jumps across the thorny bushes, his angarki tears. His dhoti is in shreds. Angarki is a Rajasthani jacket worn by men. Yes, it is Gagan. There you are! Chetan leaps for joy. Gagan lies limp, eyes glazed, his leg caught in a trap.
Oh, Gagan, thank goodness you're alive!
Chetan kneels over his precious friend. Gently, he frees the bird from jaws of steel. His leg is badly wounded.
Don't worry, I'll look after you. First, some water from the Johar, which is a small dam to collect rainwater.
Cries Chetan.
Come, my Maldhok. I can't leave you alone. Must carry you along somehow.
He breaks off a thick woody stem from a bush. He bandages it onto Gagan's leg with a piece of the shafo he tears off. The bird rests heavily against Chetan's shoulder. The boy drags and coaxes him, and they reach an almost dry well nearby. The Johar is too far away. Opening out his shafo, Chetan ties a rock to one end and throws it into the well.
Don't slip, Chetan warns himself.
He is lying on his stomach and leaning into the well. He lets the cloth soak before pulling it up. Chetan squeezes some water on Gagan's beak. Revived, the Maldhok gets up, limps and falls.
That's my Gagan.
Wetting his own parched lips, Chetan dips the shafo again and again until they have both had enough. By evening, Gagan regains enough strength to fly home in spurts.
Yay!
Cry the village kids. Everyone crowds around Gagan. Soon, with Kaki's herbal potion, Gagan's leg gets stronger.
Come on, Gagan! Time to be where the action is!
Chetan calls out, taking him to his sheep. With a hop and a skip, Gagan is beside the shepherd boy and the flock. One day, rain clouds darken the sky. Chetan spots a few Maldoks in the distance. He hears a deep booming mating call from Gagan. This is as rare as a rain cloud in Rajasthan, thinks Chetan. Is my Gagan calling out to a female? Strutting with his wings spread out, Gagan flaps his tail and lets out a loud moan. And with a majestic sweep of wings, he flies towards the female. Chetan plays his haunting tune again. The notes from the nar swell to a crescendo and fade away. The Jaipur foot is an artificial limb made mainly of rubber. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. P.K. Sethi guided sculptor Ramchandra Sharma to invent this in 1968 for victims of landmine explosions. It is designed in Jaipur using low-cost local materials. The Jaipur foot is waterproof, quick to manufacture, and easy to be fitted. Wearing it, the amputee can run, squat, climb a tree, or even ride a bike. The great Indian bustard is known as the Maldok in Rajasthan. This bird is hunted for its flesh, and its habitat is destroyed for agriculture. It is now almost extinct. A striking ostrich-like bird, it has a black crown and a pale neck and head. The wings and the rest of the body are black and brown. The bird, one of the heaviest that can fly, never glides. It flies low with a slow flap of wings. It eats grass, seeds, grasshoppers, beetles, small rodents, and reptiles. Johar is the name given to small earthen check dams. Due to the extreme heat and desert conditions in Rajasthan, rainwater is harvested in these tanks. Johars are formed when semicircular mud barriers are built across slopes to catch the monsoon runoff. The rainwater is harvested in these tanks and held for agriculture. The Khejri tree, or the wild desert tree, supports the people of Rajasthan in many ways. Sangri is its protein-rich fruit. It can be eaten fresh or as a cooked vegetable. While its dead leaves are natural fertilizers, other parts of the tree are fed to cattle to increase their milk yield.
Thank you for listening to this awesome story from Fairy Tales of India. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi, and soon in many other languages. To learn more, visit mlftpodcast.in.
The story was narrated by Shirali Biju for Fairy Tales of India and has been produced by Gatha Stories.